Time for some lightning bets. We get to those in a moment here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM, live every Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern, right here on the BetQL Network, inside your Odyssey app. We are coast to coast, nationwide, wherever you need us. We are there with you, whether it's in the car on the way to work, whether it's at work, not listening to the boss because they're droning on and on about nonsense or whatever else bosses tend to do from time to time.
I would never.
Not here. Not here. No, not here. Our bosses, we absolutely are focused on everything they have to say. But, you know, maybe you're hanging out at home. You watch the show on Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL, or YouTube. You search Odyssey Sports. Thanks for joining us. Congrats to Jake for surviving the weekend.
I was just getting info from him on...
Oh, is there more to this?
not the info not that everybody the wants, he but was we'll get to that.
He was going over some of the pre-workouts he used to take. He's like, I stopped taking this one because my chest hurt.
I did not say it like that, first of all. I just said I had to stop taking it because it may have made the chest hurt a little bit, and the come down wasn't the favorite feeling ever.
Tell him the name of it.
The name is Total War.
Oh, jeez.
Pre-workout names are insane, dude. Like
they are.
The names of these things are nuts.
Total War.
Total War.
The come down. Just hearing that sounds awful. Like it is a war.
It wasn't super fun. My therapist was like, maybe stop taking it, and I was like, okay.
Yeah. It was just stuff that came in a bag.
What was the issue? Yeah.
Because it would make my chest hurt, and then it, like the come down after it, which is like I would get so depressed. Like it was.
The fact you had to talk about your pre-workout.
Well, yeah, because I was talking about my therapist with my multiple issues, and I was like, "Yeah, lately, just like I love my workouts, but like lately, I'm not enjoying my workouts as much." She's like, "Do you take like caffeine pills or anything?" I was like, "Yeah, I take pre-workout." She goes, "Yeah, that's probably why."
It's going over it all. Like, yeah, and Madison and Total War. It's like
Total War. Speaking of wars that I fought. Anyway,
I need this. Can you record the next one? So much content.
Record the next what?
Session. Be on the couch.
Yeah, record your therapy sessions, Jake. Let's turn it into a podcast series.
Let's turn it into content.
Yeah, why not?
Because I don't give you people enough content of my personal life.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I could use more.
Yeah.
Always.
Listen, anytime you can wake up in a hotel room 2 days in a row, you got to do it.
Boy, the people on Instagram. Aaron, I think the haters that you had there go right to Jake.
From
him.
I don't know. Just anything you say with Lucy, they're just like... They're going after you.
They were not happy about pirates. They were not happy about the
Lucky
Dunn conspiracy.
Yes, that one.
They were upset about that. Yeah.
I mistakenly dragged Jake into that a little bit on Twitter on Friday.
Oh, you promoted it?
No, I didn't get on Twitter. It was Instagram it was bad.
That's what I saw.
Well, it was mostly make podcast equipment more expensive. It was pretty funny. That was pretty funny. There were a couple of people said that. That one made me laugh, actually.
You didn't know those people?
No idea. I was like, damn, true.
On Friday afternoon, the afternoon show here in Pittsburgh on The Fan had Paul Skeens on, right? And so one of our afternoon hosts, Chris Muller, tweets out, hey, Paul Skeens up next here on 93.7 The Fan, right before his next start in Indy. Geez. And so I just reply, I said, can you please ask him about Persian Kevin Love's ridiculous conspiracy theory about Livy Dunn's gymnastics schedule? To which there were then obviously multiple responses from angry Pirate fans who take themselves way too seriously. Yeah, because that's what we want to do is spend time asking him questions like that. Well, A, not totally serious. B, if they had, it probably would have been more interesting than hearing him talk about his four-pitch repertoire for another 15 minutes. Like, let's have some fun with our interview subjects sometimes rather than just plain old baseball talk.
And which cut is more likely to make national news, whether it's funny, you know? serious or not, people would be talking about that.
Yeah, no, yeah, and there were people who were like, because we compared it to like the Taylor Swift effect. If you're like, Livy Dunn is not as popular as Taylor Swift.
Thanks.
No kidding.
Thanks.
Really? You don't say. Like, or, yeah, that's why the Pirates are keeping him down, because of Livy Dunn. Yeah, what do you want me to say? Because the Pirates are a bunch of cheapskates and they don't want to pay him for a year? No kidding, pal. Like, yeah. Duh.
Livy Dunn.
Messiah Livy 2024. Dunn. Coming out theaters.
LSU won the national title for gymnastics, so
that's true.
She can go to games now, right?
Yeah, she's available. Okay. Nonetheless, the theory lives on.
What a start to a segment.
Until they fail to call them up this
7
week.
Minutes.
Yep, those are your lightning bets. No, lightning bets time, like actual bets time. Joe, you want to get us started?
Yeah, sure. I'm living in the props. I don't know the zigzag theory on sides if the games tonight are the spots. I just don't have enough confidence right now in the Sixers and the health of Embiid. So I'm looking at some different props. And Magic, are you kidding me? I'm going to back them, ATS, or in any way. Not with the offense that I saw the other day and don't have a lot of confidence. That's going to change because that was the issue going in. So what do I have circled? Well, in the Sixers-Knicks, I still believe Maxey's going to be out there. He's going to be fine. Reports about this illness, he's going to keep attacking because he has to. 25.5 for the point total. I'm going over Maxey, 25.5 points. And so McBride threes, I'm not going to go under, but I just think it's going to be somebody else taking the threes for the Knicks. And we have to go back to, the whole regular season. Who was the volume shooter? Who was the guy that people were talking about maybe most made threes in the series? It was DiVincenzo. And he ended up not playing a ton in the second half. I'll go over 3.5 made threes. If you look at the volume, I think he took 5 in game one. Volume-wise, that's one of the lowest totals he had all year. Probably going to take double digits, so I'll go over 3.5. And I mentioned this in the last segment. KCP did take 10 threes the other day, and over 2.5 is plus 142. I mean, if he's anywhere close to 10, he's going to fly over this number. So KCP over 2.5 made threes. I'll go DiVincenzo over 3.5 made threes. I'll go Maxey over on the points. And you know what? I'll go Mobley, points and rebounds, over 24.5 and for Cleveland.
Love it. I'm going crazy on the props as well. First, let's start with Nuggets -7 and just get that one out of the way. All right. Josh Hart had 22, over 12.5. I'm also going to bet 15+. I think he'll continue to be a big part of this. Bogdanovich had 13 points, over 9.5 points. I'll bet that. Mitchell Robinson, he had 8 points, over 5.5. I will also be on that one. And yeah, that's it.
All right. We've got some fun new markets popping up at BetMGM all the time. There's an empty netters market now, and I think 4 of the first 6 game ones, 4 of the 6 game ones, I should say, had an empty net goal at some point in them. So maybe that's a market you want to look at. I'll start there, though. Edmonton and the Kings. This is like a yearly event now, the Oilers and the Kings in the playoffs. Game one between those two is tonight. They haven't played game one yet. It'll be tonight. It's a late one. Face off just after 10 o'clock. And give me the Oilers on the puck line, -1.5. It's plus 150. And give me Connor McDavid to score the last goal. It's 9-1. We'll sprinkle a little bit on there. NBA tonight, I mentioned Orlando and Cleveland, the total is low, very low. It's come down from game one. In fact, it's 202.5. I think, unfortunately, we're seeing that Cleveland's going to just stifle all life out of the Magic. So I'll take under 202.5. A couple of Knicks props that we talked about, Josh Hart over the 13.5. And yeah, I'll go Brunson over the 30.5. I think there's a chance there's a blood in the water smell, and he takes advantage of it tonight. And Denver laying the 7.5 against L.A., real quick, baseball, Jays, Royals, first 5 under, and Minnesota money line against the White Sox. Plus, just to make Paul mad, I'm going to take Lance Lynn over his K prop, 4.5. because he's facing a bunch of dudes that he has struck out in the past. I know. Makes nobody happy, but we have to do what we have to do to make some money.
Tomato.
Paul, anything you want to throw? Oh, you don't have a mic today because Joe has stolen it.
You can come over here.
Oh, he could.
Yeah, you want him to just sneeze all over
you? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Snuggle up.
I don't know if you guys noticed.
Here's the torso of Paul Aspen, everybody.
I mean, it's better than when Joe was actively trying to scoot out of the shot.
Show.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, well, let me out. Can I put the mic arm more in my face?
They are both flannel boys today, too. It's very funny.
He signaled me every segment to turn my microphone off so he can cough and sneeze.
Yeah. It's a little, you should have heard me on the better angle. It's pretty raspy. It was so we're playing hard today. But whatever we can do to fade Lance in, we're gonna do that.
Okay. All right, good call. Jake, anything before bet slips and bat flips at 2 Eastern?
Yes, there is a game that starts before the show, and I can't believe I'm gonna say it, except I can't complain. There's a 2-1 on the money line on the A's against the Yankees and Carlos Rodon. Just out of principle, I think I gotta do it. Because okay. Carlos Rodon should not be a -245 favorite on the money line. Like, you just can't. And J.P. Sears for the A's, 1 earned run over his last 2 starts over 11 innings. I'm going to take a shot. It's 2-1, little sprinkle. Why not? Just for funsies.
Just for funsies. There it is.
Our A's.
2-1. Our A's.
Our A's, Aaron. You're damn right.
So looking good.
I know. What was the number? And somebody, hard to say, Joseph, laughed in my face when I brought it up. But got to do it.
I did?
Yes.
I've never done such a thing.
No, you've never left. You two work out some Blake Snell fun after the show as well,
that's a shame,
as you're in the same room.
That's a shame.
For everyone that helped today, Kevin Lapka, Brian Gerch, Kenny, Jay Kassan, Paul Aspen, birthday boy Joe Ostrowski, who tried to sneak off camera all day on the Twitch and YouTube feed.
What do you mean?
And Aaron Hawksworth. I'm Chris Mack. This has been BetQL Daily.